The Halton Regional Police Service is requesting a 13.8% increase in their 2025 budget. The proposed figure is significantly higher than the 4.8% Regional Council guideline, and marks the largest hike since 2012. The proposed operating budget is $232 million, with an additional $21.7 million allocated for capital expenditures. Police Chief Steve Tanner, in his presentation to council members, said the significant budget increase, which has been approved by the police board, is necessary to address rising population growth, the increasing severity and complexity of crimes and new demands under the new Police Services Act. If we came in with a budget at 4.8%, we would have to lay off or terminate approximately 130 officers and civilian members at a time when our region continues to grow, Tanner cautioned. Tanner shared the concerns of many citizens over alarming crime trends, particularly in auto theft, carjacking and violent home invasions, primarily to steal valuable vehicles. Calling auto theft an epidemic, he noted there were 1,500 stolen vehicles in Halton last year. While police recovered over 60% of those vehicles and made numerous arrests, he said the numbers remain troubling. It is still far too high, and far too many people continue to be victimized, he added. The largest driver of the operating budget increase is a $22.5 million rise in personnel costs compared to 2024. This includes funding for 26 additional officers and 21 civilian positions, with 16 of those officers dedicated to bolstering frontline platoons and supporting communities in Milton, Halton Hills, Burlington, and Oakville. Tanner noted the potential impact of the frontline officers, stating that they would handle at least 6,400 incidents, improve response times, conduct 1,200 traffic stops, issue 600 warnings and tickets, make 224 arrests and lay 128 criminal code charges. Beyond enforcement, the officers will also play a crucial role in preventing crime through visibility and proactive measures. According to the chief, the staffing increase is vital to maintaining the region's reputation as the safest large municipality in Canada, a title it has held for nearly two decades according to Statistics Canada. The bottom line is, yes, we are a very unique region and benefit from a great many factors, including having the overwhelming support of our citizens and the financial resources to do something for them, Tanner continues. But we also need to continue to attract, hire and retain the very best talent to serve them. That requires us to be competitive when it comes to salary and benefits, work-life balance and working environment. Our officers deserve to be compensated equally to officers in neighboring jurisdictions. Oakville's Ward 5 Councillor Jeff Knoll, also chair of the Halton Police Board, echoed these budget priorities to ensure that every resident of Halton is safer tomorrow than they are today. Our other overarching goal is to always make sure that we send our officers every morning or afternoon or evening, and make sure that they return in the same shape when they come back to their families and their districts at the end of their shifts, Knoll said. Regional Council is expected to deliberate on the budget in the coming weeks.